Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Nortman.
John chimes in on the Carbless Talk and Text line, 800-990-3776. Liz is more. He loves the X-Files music, but he's not feeling good about the Packers' Super Bowl odds. Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, Alex Strofe running the show. Kyle and I have been embargoed from this information.
Good word, Ben.
He used it right.
That was so good.
Thanks.
I didn't like it at all.
And now Brad is going to share some tidbits with us.
Yeah, there's an article on ESPN.com that describes now post-draft all the biggest roster holes for all 32 NFL teams. So naturally, I go to the Green Bay Packers. What do you think the biggest hole is in the roster for the Green Bay Packers?
I would say currently the biggest hole for the Green Bay Packers would either be edge rusher, somebody on a D-line, or a corner. I think that's pretty obvious.
I think it's been pretty clear where my trepidation is, and that's the defensive line.
Another stellar word, even if it is a...
No, that one's not on the list. He's just really salty that I'm pulling out good words.
Yeah, big Benny vocab today. You guys are exactly right. Edge rusher is the Green Bay Packers' number one biggest hole. And I could go into the details about how Rashawn Gary is the only guy that had more than 5 sacks. Lucas Van Ness has been a disappointment. Very unknown about Anibare, Cox, Sorrell, all those guys, right? So no surprise, right? A pretty marquee position group that the Packers are lacking where there's a big hole. Now I wondered, you know what? I wonder what the rest of the NFC contenders were. I'm going to list them off, and I want you guys to tell me what you notice. Let's go to the division rival, Detroit Lions. Their biggest position of need, edge rusher depth. Let's go to the other ones. Philadelphia Eagles, wide receiver number 3.
Oh, what?
Let's go to the Washington Commanders' biggest position of need. Linebacker depth. Let's finally go to the Los Angeles Rams. Wide receiver number 3.
Oh.
I don't know if you guys are...
I get it, Brad. I'm not stupid.
These other contenders are concerned about their depth. Wide receiver 3, the edge rusher depth, and the Packers have a legitimate starting group that has the issue. I looked at this and I was like, oh my God, the Packers roster is, I think they're behind these other NFC contenders. It just is. When you are so good.
But,
let me just finish my thought.
You can go ahead. I don't like how you're jumping to conclusions based off
these
one
other
spot.
Teams. These are like the Packer teams of old when they were winning Super Bowl. When you look at it and say, they don't have any holes. Their holes are just depth. We look at the Green Bay Packers, and we all agree there's a pretty major hole. I read this article. I walked away concerned. I went into maybe thinking maybe 20%. Like we talked about earlier in the show, maybe the Packers do have a 20% chance to go to the Super Bowl. After this, I dropped mine to 15. I think 15's optimistic in light of these other roster holes from the other NFC contenders.
What if you're reading too much into this? And I think another exercise, if you're going to go full panic here, would be to looking at the strengths of each team, and if the Packers' strengths are better than the other contenders around them strengths,
they can outweigh the weakness.
Would you like to put any of the Packers' strengths against those strengths of those teams?
I mean, against the Commanders and the Rams, absolutely. If you want to do the Eagles and Lions, I know they might be a little bit behind, but you know what the Lions don't have? They have a system quarterback that's very, very, very good. But
a more accomplished quarterback.
Jordan Love's ceiling is much higher than a Jared Goff. So we can just look at it as a bunch of guys on paper.
It's a pretty optimistic view. I think your holes get exposed primarily in the playoffs.
This is interesting.
They're concerned about depth, and the Packers is like D-line starters.
This is a little bit kind of why I was upset about the Green Bay Packers drafting in the second round for the future versus trying to fill positions now because we still have holes. The fact that people can pinpoint holes on the Green Bay Packer football team, but then you look at the teams that are going to be competing with the Packers for that chance to represent the NFC, their holes are depth. Their holes are getting the backups. Their holes are getting a number three wide receiver. Hell, we might have nothing but number three wide receivers. I believe in Matt Nagy.
Please join this conversation
with me. I'm just saying.
Brad is doom and gloom.
Imagine
Kyle's
just
doom and gloom.
Imagine being the Detroit Lions, and your biggest concern is D-line depth. When you have Aiden Hutchinson, and I don't even know who the dude that was, whoever they filled in for them last year, they still got plenty of pressure on the quarterback. I was just like, wow, that is a luxury to be concerned about your depth as your biggest hole.
Yeah, you're right, Brad. That's why the Packers won a Super Bowl. They were concerned about
The Lions also drafted Tyreek Williams. So.
Oh, so you're just as pessimistic, too.
I'm not necessarily pessimistic. I still think they're a very good team. It's just...
It's concerning.
They have more of a hole on their front line than other contenders do.
So now, what is Goody doing then?
Well, the good news for you is
he believes in his guys that he picked.
It don't seem like nobody
else does. For right or for wrong.
Hey, the good news is
he believes in them.
We'll have the best offense in the NFL. It's fine.
Okay,
maybe second best behind Cincinnati.
Oh yeah, Cincinnati.
You think they're going to be better than the Eagles and the Lions?
Yes.
Offense?
I do.
Wow. Yeah.
I think the sky's the limit for this offense.
Jordan Love better be a top.
Jordan Love's going to be an MVP candidate.
Yeah, Jordan Love's going to be good this year.
I mean,
if he's healthy, he's
I would
be
expect
good.
That. Matthew too, Golden.
They're going to go 13-4.
Oh, wow.
13-4?
Love's going to lead them to the 2 seed.
Oh, wow.
That means you're winning the NFC North.
And Rashawn Gary might have like 6.5 sacks.
Oh, wow. Over 5 again. Okay. Less than 10, over 5.
That is incredible.
3-1 game, probably.
Yeah, exactly. Half of those in one game.
What is he doing? His crossover move?
I just look at this and I say to myself, man, these...
Go root for the Jags,
these
man.
Rosters...
Go root for the Panthers.
I do root for them. I do. These rosters, when you are going to your biggest concern being your depth and your wide receiver 3, that just reflects that you have a superior roster.
Hey, Brad?
Yes?
Tet McMillan was drafted by the Panthers. I just want to let you know that Matthew Golden's going to have a better season than him.
I believe that.
Yeah, probably because of the quarterback.
He should.
Wow, he's got a better opportunity to succeed.
He's got Jordan Love throwing him the ball. I mean, Bryce Young, I think he's okay.
That's going to be really good, though.
Let's go to Bill in the 414 on the Carbless Talking text line. I think it's interesting. Ooh, wow. I think it's interesting how Kyle earlier in the show said that the Packers upgraded their wide receiver core, which is going to help them be a Super Bowl contender. Then just a few minutes ago, he said, we might have anything but wide receiver 3s.
Now, listen.
There is flip-flop Kyle to a T.
No, thank you, Bill. No, what I'm saying, I really believe in Matthew Gold. I believe in him. I'm just saying. All I'm saying is this, is that we do not have an established number one, but I feel like the upgrades that we did make and people hopefully taking the next step is going to lead to that. But when I think of this Packers football team.
Next step.
Yeah, that's what it is based off of. When I made that argument for the Packers, it's based off the guys taking next step.
Stop saying it.
Well, that's what puts me at 20%.
So, JB and the V chimes in. Can someone tell Ben you don't have to be pessimistic to be realistic? The Packers will not be going to the Super Bowl this year. They have a 0% chance, and that's reality.
That's a little too strong, but... Oh, I think this is an uphill battle considering the other
Did
rosters.
You guys never hear the Justin Bieber 2011 hit song, Never Say Never?
Oh, baby, baby, baby.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
Can you say that about every franchise, though? I mean...
I think you could probably go ahead and say there's a 0% chance the, say...
Giants.
Cleveland Browns go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Right? The Giants.
The Packers are a top 5 team
right,
in the NFC.
I don't think you could say there's a 0% chance for anybody.
Yeah, but
that's actually a contender.
This is real rich from coming from the guy who said the Bears had a 0% chance of beating the Packers.
I was right.
No,
or Carl Brooks' finger of right.
I was right.
Diana McGuanago, you're up on the Carbless Talking text line.
Happy Thursday!
Happy Friday, Junior!
Junior!
I hate that.
I got a question for you boys. I can't talk today.
That's okay, Dirty. You slow it down.
Our number one, Golden, do you think he's going to make a impact this season?
He will make an impact, Diana. Yes, he will. early... early, I've seen projections have him at around 60 receptions, 675 yards.
No,
I'll take over the
I heard he's going to be on the practice squad.
Why are you saying that?
Because he's not going to make an impact. He's going to.
Are you trolling?
Now you're trolling.
D.
Don't do that.
You're trolling
Dirty D.
Dirty D.
See, this is what
he do. Who answers the phone is being mean.
Yeah,
to
they
you.
Might. Strope. They might have him on the Green Bay Blizzard for a year.
Strope's coming for everybody.
He is. First it was elderly. Now it's women. He's a chauvinist.
Next is going to be children.
Yeah, hide your wife, hide your kids. Strope coming.
He's an ageist. We do know that.
Yeah, we 100% know that. Hasn't apologized.
Leaning a different direction now for this one.
I played,
very mean,
I played
Dirty
Sorry
D.
by Justin Bieber. Does that count?
Doesn't count. I'll tell you what. I can't wait when I talk about weather with, you know, Brad Nortman telling us. I told him it was going to be, what, a frost advisory on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
But I did look ahead. It's going to be in the 70s and 80s next weekend. 70s and 80s, and that means you need to get your tickets to Road America because you can camp out all weekend. You can have a taste of what I feel like is like the state fair, just every concession stand you go to at Road America. It's conveniently located at Elkhart Lake, Wisconsin. It's been racing with tons of cars, motorbikes since 1955. You can do corporate events, weddings. They have everything you need for a great time because kids 16 and under are free with a paying adult at the gate for admission. Get your tickets for the Spring Vintage Weekend with SVRA coming up on May 16th through the 18th. Come for the experience. Stay for the race. RoadAmerica.com for tickets. Jason Wilde, who was upset with Homer for saying the Packers have no chance winning a Super Bowl, we'll dive deep into that. Plus, Peter Schrager is reporting that things are looking positive for Jair Alexander to potentially be back with the Packers. We'll see if Jason's hearing the same things next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
I'm going to quote the great Martin Luther King in this.
Wow.
I'm going to bring up MLK. You know what he said?
Oh, wow.
He said, our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter. And you know what matters to me? Booing Craig Council and booing the Chicago Cubs.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Hold on there. I'm not going to disagree.
Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year.
He is a good general manager. Anybody who disputes that, they have other issues.
Holding everybody accountable.
I'm not sure that was good enough for us to even play on our show.
Jason Wilde is on Kyle Brustin Nortman.
What just happened?
She
drives me crazy.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
That's your jam, huh?
No, it was just what I happened to be listening to on my drive back from Rockford. A little 80s and 90s mix. I should have been listening to you guys. I'm sorry. But then you wouldn't get... She drives me crazy.
I mean, it is a good jam. Jason Wilde joining us here on Kyle Brustin Nortman. He drives me crazy. Sings that about me a lot. As we're happy to have him. There's a lot of stuff going on in the Green Bay Packer land. And Jason, how was Rockford, by the way? Looks awesome.
Yeah, the Hard Rock Casino is an amazing facility. It's bright, it's beautiful, it's brand spanking new, and it's a great partner. Food was good. The crowd, a lot of people came. One guy, Larry, came all the way from Iowa. 181 miles he drove to see us. I beat him by a few miles, a little farther to Green Bay. But if you're in the Madison area, I mean, it's, as Tausch quickly pointed out, I assume because he was making Jesse drive above the speed limit, less than an hour. So nice and close, and don't let me forget to do my two toll payments from the Illinois Tollway, though.
Well, Stroke, they changed you just the made system. A face.
I drove to Indiana last July, and I have never paid my tolls.
Oh, those things are going to be
$40. Thanks for the reminder.
They changed the system up, and it's annoying now. All you got to do is register your car and put your card on file, and everybody basically has an iPass now.
Yep. Put your plates
pretty,
in your car.
Yeah, so hopefully
easy.
That happens.
It's.
Oh, Jair Alexander, according to Peter Schrager, things are trending in the right direction. We saw, I think it was Jeremy Fowler that said there was some sort of resolution. Resolution could be good in terms of if you want Jair back with the Packers. Resolution could also mean he's not going to be with the Packers. What's the latest that you're hearing about Jair? Because there are different people saying not different things, but a lot of things about him.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything. I've heard what you just read to me from Jeremy Fowler. We read that on our show today too. I mean, I'm not saying that I am shirking my responsibilities or I've lost interest, but like the problem is even if things are moving in the direction toward there being a resolution for him to stay, if you read what Jeremy Fowler wrote, he leaves the door open for him both being traded and being released. So all three things remain on the table. So it'll be resolved when it's resolved. If he ends up staying in Green Bay, I will not be as surprised as I would have been a few weeks ago, but I will still be surprised. I still, the fact that maybe he's willing to now take a significant pay cut with the opportunity to earn back every penny if he plays in every game, maybe that tipped the scale. I remember Domofsky reporting that the Packers had not asked him to take a pay cut and that Jair Alexander would not take one if one was offered. And at some point, that changed.
I just don't know what changed. And like, who did? I feel like both sides had to have like a moment.
Both sides realizing, one side realizing we're not going to be able to trade him. No one's going to want to pick up his contract. And Jair probably realizing, I may not find anything better than staying here with some guys I like in a scheme I like in a place I know. Like, again, I'm not saying that he's going to stay now because I'm still not convinced that that's the case. But for them to have these conversations, both sides realized, okay, maybe we could do worse than having him come back and roll in the dice and making sure we change the contract to protect us if he is going to miss 10 games for the fourth time in 5 years. And Jair realizing there's not a lot of teams banging down my agent's door saying, hey, if they cut you, we're going to be first in line to sign you. And we're thinking, $16 million for 2025. I'm assuming that that's kind of what's occurred for both sides.
Glad no divorce is happening here. Hopefully. Irreconcilable differences. Not.
Cheaper to keep her.
That's what my dad said. Cheaper to keep her, and it's more profitable for Jair to stay.
What a terrible term that is.
Oh, it's a good term. It keeps marriages together. Keeps families together. Have you ever thought about getting a divorce? I know you've never, but I'm just saying. People who get them, it costs a lot of money.
They do, but like if you're miserable and your reasoning is it's cheaper to keep her or him.
Well,
Jason, Brad's question.
Speaking of a possible divorce in the future, Romeo Doubs.
I knew Lexi was going to come to her senses.
Oh, wow. I keep on fooling her one day at a time, Jason.
No, that's for damn sure. We know that.
That is the truth. That is the truth. Romeo Doubs now being linked to the Pittsburgh Steelers, Aaron Rodgers rumors swirling in the ether. Would it surprise you if Romeo Doubs was not on the roster at the end of the season, if the Packers traded him away, whether it be to the Pittsburgh Steelers sooner than later or before the end of the year? Because, Jason, it's a pretty crowded wide receiver room.
Yeah, and I think Tausch said it best that they may forgive, but they don't forget.
Ooh,
and that
nice
whole episode
Tausch.
Early in the season last year, almost as good as it's cheaper to keep her. But that whole episode last season, there was a time where we were having a debate, who gets an extension if they only do one? Is it Romeo Doubs or is it Zach Tom?
Wow.
You haven't heard that debate in a very long time.
No.
So, pretty clear.
It is.
I would not be surprised at all if he's traded during camp, before camp, at the trade deadline, no. Those, none of that would surprise me in the least. I don't, and I have not reached out to the alleged newlywed about this, but I want, I as much as I want to know how the wedding was, I also want to know, wait, you really like Romeo Dobbs?
Jason,
I was thinking the same thing.
I'm so, when I read this, I thought it was The Onion.
Old friends, eh?
Yeah, great song by Ben Rector called "Old Friends." By the way,
I agree.
I don't. That's not how I remember it. Like I remember, and I think enough time has passed. I can just say this flat out. Like, you know, I think I may have said it already before. When Romeo Dobbs said, "I learned a lot from Aaron, even with him barely speaking to me." During training camp going into the 2023 season.
But even the way you said that, Jason, feels so much different than Romeo. And Strofe, I think we have this, don't we? I'd love to play it because we haven't played it yet, Jason. This is Romeo Dobbs on the exact same thing Jason was saying, but the tone is just crazy.
I didn't get a chance to hang out with him, but...
Not one time he didn't take you guys out?
One time. I mean, as far as being around 12, I'd say possibly it's always been football.
That wasn't the one I think me and Jason were talking about, but still interesting.
The one I'm referring to, I was there.
Mm-hmm.
He said it to me, and I was like, and I even if I, and I don't know how that's ancient now,
but you,
I also remember saying, okay, because you could tell he knew, like by the look on his face, you could tell he realized, oh, maybe I shouldn't have said that out. I said the quiet part out loud. So anyway, so he says that, and then I, you know, not to be a tattletale, but I want to get the story right. I texted Rogers. I was like, look, first of all, I want you to know about this just in case it becomes a thing. Secondly, is this true? Like, you barely spoke to the guy? And his response was that he went out of his way to have lunch with him multiple times. He tried to talk to him. I think he said something about being him being a different cat or a weird dude. But, like, the idea that these two guys, like, I don't know if they're, like, conflating Romeo Dobbs and Alan Lazard and they think they're the same person. Like, I don't remember. And, again, if I'm wrong, I am hand up. I'll say I'm wrong. But nothing in my interactions with either of those people led me to think that now, oh, they're tight and Rodgers really likes them. Like, I have no recollection of that.
Boy, ever. Jason, thinking about a lunch between Romeo Dobbs and Aaron Rodgers,
Cali
I would love
kids,
to be a fly on that wall. Two interesting personalities. That would be fascinating. Anyway.
Oh, that was the drop-in?
That's it. Could you imagine Romeo Dobbs and Aaron Rodgers having lunch? What would they talk about?
Who knows?
Also, Jason, I'm glad that you were on the Homer Hour yesterday, talking with Homer, because he came in here yesterday and was like, 0% chance they win the Super Bowl, 5% chance they make the Super Bowl, and blah, 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 blah. I just think he's being a little too harsh in terms of the fact that the Packers, and you, I heard you talking about odds, they are the fifth best odds to win the NFC. And there are some teams in front of them right now that may have flaws, like the Commanders. I don't know if I truly believe. The 49ers, I don't know if I truly believe yet.
Mm-hmm.
The Packers at least have been on this, as Kyle would say, ascension. 9 games won, 11 games won. Talk about the schedules.
Growth
the record
isn't
is what
linear.
He said you were. And Kyle thought I had come up with that, which was bonkers, because you have said that at least 1,000 times since I've been starting doing this job. And I don't know. I feel like it's disrespectful to what they're capable of based off their trajectory and who their head coach is and what their quarterback has shown, if he can consistently do it, what they can do as a team.
Yeah, I don't love the percentage game. You guys know so much more about wagering than I do. I just feel like there's too many variables. I mean, there are so many moments in football games that could go either way that are not in any way factored into the mathematics of the odds that are put up against a team winning or losing the Super Bowl. I would just say I was bothered that Homer indicated that those people were crazy or they were idiots, the 30% of respondents who voted that they believed the Packers would win the Super Bowl. Like, I disagree with them. I don't think they're going to, but I don't think that's an idiotic position. Like, I know there's a lot of ifs attached to it, but, like, dude, their defense was fifth in the league in total defense and sixth in scoring. They seem to be pretty legit. For the first time since Dom Capers and his comb-over patrolled the press box, I can see Jordan Love playing much more, not exactly like he did down the stretch of 2023, but more like that than he has since. I can see Josh Jacobs having an even bigger season. I can see Tucker Kraft having a big year. I can see their offensive line being improved. And I can see their wide receivers being more consistent and not dropping 33 passes this year. So all those things, I don't think they're anywhere close to being crazy to think they could happen. And if all of them do, they could be in the Super Bowl. So I just didn't like the fact that he, you know, kind of branded the people that thought that to be idiots when they might be overly optimistic, but they're not idiotic.
Well, I'm with you there, Jason. We appreciate the time. Somehow it's already Thursday, and we'll be listening to you on Wildy and Tausch, listening to you on Sunday Karma, and, of course, on Wildy and Tausch.
But I appreciate that, and great clock management. You're the best among us at that part of the job.
Strofe would actually have my back on that. I do a pretty good job.
I don't think that was sarcasm. I think he was being serious.
That was not sarcasm at all. Nope.
Well, we're going to talk about Gina Dell from Pella, which you guys do at 9:15 every day, and we're going to do it right now because she is the absolute best. I got my entire first floor done by Gina. The windows are amazing. The hidden screens are in. And if you've been looking at your windows and thinking about, do I need them? All it takes is just a consultation. You don't even have to do it. You just need to be educated on what they have to offer. And when you know what they have to offer and you get the offer that you like from a financing standpoint, you want to wait for that, you can do that. But it makes no sense not to even ask Gina to come over or have her team come over and educate you on what they can provide. Because I got my new energy bill, whoop, shot down $50.
Hey.
That's big.
Every month.
Every month. Yes, well, hopefully it will be. We're going to be heading into the summer months, but knowing when they showed me how the sun would come in my old windows versus the windows that I have now, I have a feeling that's going to be just as good. You can discover that for yourself at 855-PELLA-WI or visit them, PellaWI.com. Would anyone be surprised if Romeo Doubs was gone? I don't think so. But I also want to hit on Jair Alexander because Jason is reading the things, but I don't know. I want to hear from Peter Schrager, who talked on Pat McAfee's show about some positive, if you want Jair Alexander back with the Packers, next.
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman.
Pull my baby out the goal. Yeah, get him out. Ain't no way in the world my baby gonna get hit that many times with a puck.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Weed Man for the win. Weedman.com to get 50% off your first treatment. That's half off at Weedman.com. It is kid and pet friendly. And you want to have that lush, green, weed-free yard that makes the neighbors stop and stare. That's where Weed Man comes in. They've been to two of our houses, one of our estates.
Oh, I'm telling you, my grass is looking green.
I love looking at the other neighbors' yards. It's not as green.
I can't wait. I'm telling you, I'm waiting to cut it.
First cut's going to be great.
Well, yeah, I'm waiting for it. I can't wait for the luscious grass.
So at this point, we've heard reports from Peter Schrager that things are trending in a good direction for a Jair to be back with the Green Bay Packers. Jeremy Fowler had said that there is close to a resolution. Whether you mean resolution is Jair back or not back, resolution coming soon.
Jason seems apprehensive.
Apprehensive.
I don't really. We get so many mixed messages.
I think it's one of those things that he and many of the local reporters have been on the, it doesn't feel like he's coming back, and they may be in denial of that
actually
becoming true.
there has been quite a bit of like local reporter agreement from the start. Because I mean, I think even Rob Domofsky said 99.5.
But then Rob changed his reporting based off what he heard, and now we're hearing some more things based off the changing of his reporting.
I would say historically, this would be a perfect Green Bay Packers situation for just go your separate ways, wash your hands of it. But this is a unique situation. They didn't draft anybody. Nobody fell to them. I feel like they still think there's a little bit of a hole there. So it makes sense that maybe, and maybe Jair's camps is the same thing. Yeah. He just can't do as well in the open market.
Will Dobbs and Jair both be on the roster to start the season?
Yes.
You think both will be?
It will be.
You say that very confidently after Jim Packer.
I don't know about
after Dobbs. You were just like, Jason doesn't seem like.
He seems apprehensive about it, but it seems like everything's moving in that direction in the sense of when I think about Jair Alexander, it's just been a weird situation. The way Goody talked about we got to get something back for our asset. Like, it just seemed very odd the whole time. Like, the Green Bay Packers were stubborn and saying, if we don't get this, we're not moving on from Jair Alexander. And we all thought, oh, they're going to cut him. Well, obviously, the Green Bay Packers don't want to cut him because they want to get something for him. So it's just been a weird scenario and situation. And I really feel like, yes, Jair is going to be on the roster. And I do believe Romeo Doubs will be on the roster, too.
Oof. I think Jair will be. I think they're going to figure it out. The need is there for both parties. Man, Dobbs, I think he wants a fresh slate, and I think the Packers want to go young and give their guys a shot.
You just told me that the Green Bay Packers have holes on their football team by removing Romeo Dobbs and hoping for Savion.
He's thinking like Goody. And you're thinking like yourself.
Because Goody loves his guys.
He doesn't trade guys.
Fourth or fifth round draft pick.
It's not even about that. It's about the fact that he literally drafted Dobbs and Watson's replacements. They're both up on contracts.
If they're not
going to be here and you have an opportunity to get value for them, it's worth looking at.
If Christian Watson was not injured, then okay. Then this would be a conversation that would make more sense. But right now, you got to get a really good offer that make you blow you away to say, I'm going to go ahead and put some young guys in there like a Tay Wicks who are still waiting to turn that corner. Or Savion, we don't know we're going to get. Matthew Golden, we feel confident he's going to be good, but he's still a young wide receiver. You're just giving Jordan Love more youth.
But you only have one season with Dobbs. There's no chance of replacing him. You might as well get something back from
Dobbs,
him.
If Dobbs is that big of a difference maker, then you'd be re-signing him anyway.
No, what I'm just saying keeping him this season and whatever you decide, whatever happens after this year, if you move on from him or if he ends up signing back, you'll just figure it
he's
out.
He's not but there's signing no, back, there's so no, get, I'm okay, fine well, getting something for
there's,
him.
There's just no rush, and if he's really, really good, I think the Packers could potentially, I don't know how all it works, Brad, maybe you can help me, if he does leave in free agency and he has a really good year, the Packers could potentially get a compensatory pick, can't
they? That's true, they can.
So, I mean, there's no reason to really move on from him right now unless you get something that knocks your socks off, type off.
I mean,
I'll be knocking my socks off because last year you guys were sitting on couches and I'm going to be there with all y'all tomorrow at IKEA.
Is this your first time?
Well, I've been to Oak Creek many times.
No, I mean, the first time doing a broadcast,
yes,
you had a concussion.
And then
that's right. It was
and
the
then
concussion
you had some,
time.
Yeah, you wow, welcome.
I mean, dude, IKEA is a treat to do
I
it
know,
at. We sit in the couches, the cafe.
The cafe is amazing. It's going to be a great time at IKEA in Oak Creek. Make sure you stop by from 2 to 5 and hang out with us and check out how to be part of the Family Rewards program. All it takes is an email sign up, and you're going to get a coupon within 48 hours if you opt into those promotional emails. They provide it all for you. Assembly, delivery, home and furniture guidance, you name it. Buy back, resell, just become a family member, and there's so many perks that come with it. It's not like anything you're just like, oh, I got to get this to pay this money, get this perk. No, it's free to become an IKEA family member. So stop on by and we'll see you at IKEA in Oak Creek. Got a fun surprise, something new on the docket with Kyle Bruston-Ortman coming up next.
This is Kyle Bruston-Ortman.
800-990-3776. Say that again.
What a radio pro.
He's so.
Say that again.
Nobody said a word.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore.
All new in our hands on Kyle Bruston-Ortman. We're showing off the labels.
And we're joined on Kyle Bruston-Ortman by the director of marketing.
VP or director now?
Senior director.
Senior director.
I like that.
Woo, woo. John Leonardo, tell us what we're holding and when do we get to try it?
Well, first off, thanks again for having me here, guys. If you remember a couple months ago when you were at our office, I kind of teased. I said we've got some really cool things in the works that I couldn't quite share at the time, but now's the time to share. We did a partnership with Kellanova, the owners of the Cheez-It brand, and we brought to market Cheez-It frozen pizza.
Cheez-It frozen pizza. Here's why I love it, because some of my favorite Cheez-Its are Cheez-It toasty. Well, guess what? I can take Cheez-Its and I can make them toasty by putting it in the oven. Look at that, 450, center rack, and it's only 8 to 10 minutes. Is it really 8 to 10 minutes?
It is really 8 to 10 minutes. It's a cracker-thin crust, so it bakes up really quickly. Even yesterday, I was working from home and kind of was tied up in meetings. I'm like, I'm hungry for lunch. What am I going to have? So I went in the freezer. I was like, I've got Cheez-It pizza.
Oh, so that's your go-to right now.
I've got a lot of go-to. That was the go-to yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, are you guys hiring in research and development? Because like the Cheez-It pizza.
Are you asking for a different job?
I love being on the radio, but man, oh man.
I love the radio, but I'd love to try pizza more.
Eat Cheez-It pizza. Two things I love in life. My go-to snacks growing up, Cheez-Its, and of course, frozen pizza. Beautiful merger of the two of them. I can't wait to try.
No, here's the thing about this is that this is obviously unique. Nobody, I'm telling nobody, but those at Palermo's were thinking about trying to have a partnership between Cheez-It and pizza and Palermo's. And I'm telling you, I know for a fact it's good because nobody does it better. So I'm actually very, very interested to give this a try.
At this point now, we have the Palermo's brand. Like, mm-hmm. You got your neighborhood. Then you have your Screaming Sicilian. We have Urban Pie. We have Stranger Things. We have Cheez-It. We have breakfast pizza. We got dessert pizza. What am I missing in the menu, in the repertoire here?
I think you might have missed Connie's.
Connie's.
Oh, yeah. Connie's.
Connie's. Yeah, Connie's is good as well. So,
the crust is delicious.
Yeah, the cornmeal crust.
Cornmeal crust.
Yeah, and then the other new introduction that I'll find another time to bring it in to you folks is we did a partnership with the Ragu brand.
I saw Ragu.
So more of a value type pizza, very satiating, filling pizza, just really meant to play to that consumer that's looking for a very affordable, filling meal for their family.
All right, here's the thing. I want to know from everybody here, what is their go-to beverage as a child with pizza? Did you do milk?
I feel like people do
pizza and milk. No. Isn't that a thing?
No, that's appalling. Wait,
you're nodding your head. Is that something?
I thought that was a thing.
I'm laughing because my daughter will do milk with pizza.
Really?
I was always, a Coke or, Pepsi, whatever it may be.
I was doing a soda for sure. A Sprite.
Crisps, right?
Oh, yeah. My gosh. After the bite of pizza, it was so delicious.
Yeah, I was probably a Coke guy. I don't know. Something about Coke and pizza. It's beautiful. It tastes so good. I don't know. Or if it was like, the playing days, Gatorade, a Gatorade on the side of it, too. I always liked a good Gatorade with pizza.
Did you have the sugared Gatorade back in the day?
Does
Brad Nortman put sugar in Gatorade in his
when
body?
When G2 came out and when Gatorade Zero, I say, give me the sugar free stuff.
Listen, you know what's crazy about that?
If G0's bad for me, then I'm going to be dying soon because I drink that like water.
I first had G0 for the first time and I said, this is gross. And then I got older and I realized, I like this because it's less sweet.
It's amazing.
But speaking of stories, just here with Palermo's, the thing I think about when you're talking about when you had it, the first time you had it, what did you eat it with as a kid? I remember the first time I had Palermo's. My cousin used to work in quality control for Palermo's probably 15 years ago, maybe. And that's when I found out employees got either 6 pizzas a week or 6 pizzas a day. One of the two. They got to take home per week, probably something like that. And so I just remember I tried Palermo's for the first time. I said, my God, Cousin Anthony, this is so good. His kids were raised on Palermo's. He worked there for like 5 years. But it was delicious, and I became a fan ever since.
Mark was a cream soda guy on the Carbless Talk and Text line. Brad's probably a Carbless guy now.
Absolutely, of course.
Should we go to KBN Nation right now and say, hey, we have John here with us. Send us your best pizza ideas, and then Brad will go work for research and development, and we can all collaborate together.
It'd be a dream job.
Absolutely.
800-990-3776.
Really? Get ideas here today.
Give us your Palermo's ideas.
I got to know, how does it work? Does this research and development team sit in the back and go, you know what would be great? Cheez-Its are great. Palermo's pizzas are great. Let's do it.
You know, it's a great question. It's a little bit of both. So the marketing team, which I have the pleasure of leading, we're dialed into the consumer, looking at trends, what's happening in the category, what's happening in other categories. And so we do a lot of research. We will test different ideas with consumers, and the ones that tend to rise to the top, we'll tell our R&D team, hey, this is an idea that consumers are interested in. Let's start working on building it, and then we will test it with consumers where they'll actually taste the product. So we did a lot of testing with the Cheez-It pizza to make sure that it was matching what consumers would expect.
Yeah, sign me up for that, right?
Kyle, you got your hand raised. This is to be a part of the test team?
Well, I want to be part of the test team for sure. But do you guys have a – tell me, because you said, you know, ideas. The barbecue chicken pizza, Stranger Things, was that a thing before? That's not anything that's around now, is it?
So there is still a little bit of that out in the marketplace. But, you know, as we were talking off the air, we have Stranger Things 5 is coming out in November. And so we're going to have a relaunch of our Surfer Boy Stranger Things, kind of a new look and feel to it. So I'll leave that as a teaser to come back here in maybe June, July.
But we got the hot cheese pizzas.
The better pizzas are here.
Opa.
Pizza's here.
Pizza man.
Oh, yes. I love
it. So this is Cheez-It crust that I'm about to put in my mouth.
Yep. So the crust.
I can't wait to try this.
As you can see, the pizza's a square shape, so it mimics the shape of the Cheez-It. It's orange in color, just like a Cheez-It cracker.
Oh, yeah.
And it's thin and crispy and tastes just like a Cheez-It.
Oh, yeah.
That is so good.
It's like your childhood.
A corner piece.
Look at this.
Mashed with pizza. All in one. Thank you. When are these in stores, real quick?
Yeah, so these are in stores right now.
They
just started hitting the shelves probably in the last week, so we wanted to come on the air and share the news with your listeners.
This is a winning combination.
Cheez-It pizzas. Damn sports show's missing out because they're not eating Cheez-It pizza. Jim, Matt, and Molly are missing out because they're not eating Cheez-It pizza. But we're eating Cheez-It pizza and hanging out with you till 5 o'clock in 2 minutes. Don't go anywhere.